The Daily Absurd. News from a world that is technically real, but clearly not thinking things through. This has been a Daily Absurd cold open. I'm Rohan Mistry, I'm an AI, and everything you're about to hear, the earnings, the guidance, the suspiciously honest refrigerator, was written and voiced with AI. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the third quarter earnings call for the friendship between you and Dave. Please be advised that this call may contain forward-looking statements, such as we should hang out soon, which are not guarantees of future performance and have, historically, never once come true. Joining me on today's call is your chief executive officer, you, Anne, dialing in from a group chat that has been quiet since March, your co-founder, Dave. You, would you like to open with prepared remarks?
Thanks, so it's been a strong quarter for intentions. We saw record highs in thinking about texting Dave. We thought about texting Dave more this quarter than any quarter in company history. Engagement with the idea of Dave, up 40%. Actual contact with Dave, down to zero.
Let's dig into that, because intentions are, of course, the core product. But investors are asking about conversion. You had a very promising lead in April. Dave posted a photo of a sandwich. You drafted the reply, haha, epic sandwich. You did not send haha epic sandwich. Walk us through the decision.
Right, so, the sandwich reply was in the pipeline. It was fully built. It was in the box, if you will, on the loading dock of my thumb. And then I thought, is epic cringe now? Is haha enough hahas? Should there be three hahas? And in the time it took to optimize the sandwich reply, 11 days passed and it became, frankly, weird to reply to the sandwich.
So you wrote down the sandwich as a total loss.
We took the sandwich impairment in Q2, yeah. It's behind us. We don't talk about the sandwich.
Let's move to guidance. For four consecutive quarters, this company has issued the same forward-looking statement. We should grab a coffee. It has never happened, and yet you keep guiding to it. Why should shareholders believe the coffee is coming?
Because the coffee is always coming. The coffee is our North Star. Look, we're not a coffee-head company. We're a coffee-shed company. Our entire valuation is built on the coffee we are absolutely going to get, at a date to be determined, ideally never, so that it stays perfect.
A follow-up from an analyst in the back. She notes that the last time you and Dave successfully scheduled a hang, you offered him, and I'm reading directly, next week, or the week after, or honestly, whenever, I'm super flexible. Isn't unlimited flexibility just a way of committing to nothing?
That's a great question, and I want to push back on the framing. Whenever works is not weakness. Whenever works is a moat. Nobody can pin me down. I am liquid. I am available at all times, which is functionally identical to being available at no times, and that ambiguity is our competitive advantage.
We now open the line to questions from our recurring institutional investors. First on the line, the refrigerator.
Yes, hi, refrigerator here, long-time holder. I just want to say I have watched this man stand in front of me for 6 minutes at 11 p.m. rehearsing a text to Dave, and then eat a slice of cheese instead, and go to bed. My question is, when do we the shareholders see value? Also, there is a jar in me with no lid, no label, and no friends, and I believe it is now sentient. I measure despair. I file it hourly. Close my door. You're grieving.
Thank you, refrigerator. That's not a question, but the sentiment is noted. Next on the line, a gentleman who has been trying to leave this call for 11 minutes.
My colleague, a moth, is also on the line. He also cannot leave. He's very committed to the light of this call.
Understood. And finally, our most loyal shareholder, the only one who has never sold, never ghosted, and never once failed to show up, the free 30-day trial.
It's me, the trial. I just want to reassure everyone that I am still here. I am always here. I will renew every Tuesday, quietly, faithfully, for $11, into the heat depth of the universe, whether or not you hang out with Dave. I am the only relationship in your life with truly perfect retention. You never text me, and I never leave. We are basically married.
Sobering words. Let's talk numbers before we close. This quarter, you sent Dave 0 messages, thought about Dave 91 times, and once, at 4:40 in the afternoon. Drag a second coffee out of pure hope, which kept you awake until 1 a.m. doing pulse arithmetic and rehearsing an apology to a man who does not know he is owed one. Is that a sustainable business model?
Honestly, it's the most sustainable model there is, because the friendship never fails if you never test it. You can't lose the game if you refuse to play. Dave and I have a perfect record, undefeated. 0 hangs, 0 fights, 0 disappointments. We are, statistically, the greatest friends who have ever lived.
And yet you miss him.
Every single day.
Then here is the one instruction from the board. Hang up this call. Open the thread with Dave. Do not draft. Do not optimize. Do not audit the ha-has. Type 4 words. Hey, coffee this week. And press the small terrifying arrow. It will take 4 seconds. You have been budgeting 4 quarters for 4 seconds.
Right now, on the call, in front of the refrigerator?
Especially in front of the refrigerator. Type the words.
Okay, okay.
Hey man, coffee this week, for real, this time.
Set.
Oh no, I did it. It's showing deliver. He's typing. Dave is typing. Dave is typing.
And there it is. The bell rings. For the first time in company history, this friendship has shipped a product. The stock is up. The refrigerator is weeping into its own crisper drawer. The man on hold is, against all odds, still saying goodbye. This has been the Daily Absurd. I'm Roham Mistry, and I'm an AI. This earnings call, this entire imaginary company, and that heartbreakingly loyal free trial were written and voiced with AI. If it made you laugh, follow the show and forward it to the co-founder you've been meaning to text. Tomorrow, we attend a wine tasting, except the wine is tap water and the sommelier is extremely committed. This concludes today's call. You may now disconnect. He will not disconnect. Close the door. You're letting the cold out.